Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
International Mission Justice for Berta Cáceres finalizes last details of preliminary report. The international delegation that started working on March 16th in Tegucigalpa, capital of Honduras, to demand justice in light of the murder of Lenca leader Berta Cáceres and demand the return of Gustavo Castro to Mexico, closes on Monday its work and will present a preliminary report. They will present the report during a press conference to take place in Centro Loyola, Tegucigalpa, at 9 a.m. Honduran time. The mission is made up of several representatives of social movements, politicians, human rights defenders, and lawyers from Latin America and Europe, among others. On Sunday, the members of the international mission Justice for Berta Cáceres worked hard in preparing the report. Meanwhile, on Saturday, they visited La Esperanza in Tibucá department, where Berta was shot and killed and Gustavo was wounded. There, they met with leaders of the Council of Popular and Indigenous Organizations of Honduras, COPIN, that was coordinated by Berta. Earlier, they weren't able to meet with Judge Victorina Flores, in charge of Gustavo's case, despite having agreed on a meeting with her. She refused to go ahead with the meeting when the delegation arrived. Rio World Radio interviewed Tom Kuhartz, advisor of the Podemos Spanish Political Party delegation, member of the Global Campaign to Dismantle Corporate Power and End Impunity, and one of the participants of the Justice for Berta Cáceres International Mission. Tom spoke about the visit to La Esperanza and a music concert that took place Saturday night outside the Mexican embassy for Gustavo. He also made reference to the main conclusions and concerns of the international delegation and what will happen next, because the one thing is clear is that the work in Honduras and other parts of the world will continue to demand justice for Berta and the return of the Mexican activists to Mexico.